Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, J. John Stone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Alan Ripley. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. And now, play ball. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. There goes Durham. The throw from Carter to Spear, and Durham is out. Two outs. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats John Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Spear moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Youngblood is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Youngblood is out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripley hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. Lee reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Alan Ripley. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Woody Fryman now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Sandberg moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Youngblood steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Youngblood moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to home to get Oliver. Carter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Steve Henderson. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills pinch hits for Junior Kennedy. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from State Olympique in Montreal.